Robert didn't return to Upson Hall on Thursday morning. He stayed home for much of the day, trying to concentrate on schoolwork. He went to choir practice that evening, and on his way back from the chapel he stopped by Upson to log in and read his mail. When he logged in, he saw that most of the computers were working fine. In his mailbox were notices from the Cornell staff that said there was a virus loose, but that Cornell had it under control. There were also some bulletin board notices from Berkeley about patching the holes the virus had used to get in, and there was a message from Paul asking Robert to call him. Andy and Paul had dinner that night with David Hendler, who had just returned from his long trip. "Well, have you heard?" Paul asked David.
"Heard what?" David asked.
"The virus that's been going around the internet." Paul could hardly contain himself. "Andy was up all night. It was out of control."
"Oh," David smiled. "Did Robert do it?"
Silence. The trio went back to work at Aiken, and when David walked into Paul's office shortly after 11 p.m., Paul was on the phone with Robert, telling him what a huge media event the virus had become. Robert didn't have a television, and he was shocked to hear that it was one of the top stories on all the networks. Paul was also trying to cheer him up by reading aloud from the Oxford Book of Light Verse. Robert asked to speak with David. David had expected an effusive welcome after his absence, but Robert was monosyllabic.
"This thing is mine," Robert mumbled.
The tone in Robert's voice was not only that of a programmer who was upset to have erred, but of someone who was aghast at himself for having erred so visibly. David wasn't surprised, but was still of a mind to joke about it. "Do you want to meet in Montreal?" It was, after all, the city closest to Ithaca that was outside the U.S. When Robert didn't laugh, David knew his friend was extremely upset, so he got practical. "What are you going to do?"
"I don't have any idea," Robert replied.
10 minutes later, Robert called back. He had called his father and was going to leave Ithaca the next day. He didn't say where he was going.